Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we're going to talk about how the AAAS, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, has gone from a science organization to a movie critic and promoter of religion. The American Association for the Advancement of Science, also known as the AAAS, is an influential science organization, but lately it has moved beyond science and now apparently aims to influence people in their choices of movies and religion. This last week, the AAAS issued a press release officially condemning the documentary Expelled as an instance of, quote, profound dishonesty, unquote, because it, quote, badly misrepresents the scientific community as intolerant of dissent, unquote. Ironically, the AAAS's own behavior seems to demonstrate that the scientific community can be intolerant of dissent, at least when it comes to Darwinism. In 2002, the AAAS issued a press release condemning intelligent design, providing proof positive of the intolerance of the scientific community towards dissent from Darwinism. When top science organizations issue press releases against an idea with the obvious intent of making that idea taboo within the scientific community, then you know that they are being driven by politics and not science. It turns out that the AAAS's anti-ID edict has actually been invoked by other scientific organizations to justify intolerance towards dissent from Darwinism, the very behavior that the AAAS denies exists. In 2004, the Biological Society of Washington, or BSW, cited the AAAS's anti-ID statement as justification for why they should not have published a pro-ID paper in their journal. The BSW, promising to obey the AAAS's edict in the future, wrote, quote, "We endorse the spirit of a resolution on intelligent design set forth by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and that topic will not be addressed in future issues of the proceeding," unquote. Of course, that topic was intelligent design, because they were talking about Stephen C. Meyer's peer-reviewed pro-intelligent design scientific article published in the BSW's journal. So there you have it. The AAAS's own statements have been used to justify intolerance of dissent from Darwinism, yet the AAAS has the boldness to deny that such intolerance exists. The AAAS seems to continue its approval of persecuting ID proponents in its recent statement, as its present statement against Expelled claims that attempts to teach ID are, quote, divisive and damaging, unquote. The AAAS also gets involved in the debate over religion and evolution, stating in its press release that Expelled, quote, needlessly drives a wedge between science and religion, unquote. But why is a scientific organization concerned about religion? More importantly, if they are concerned about religion, why are they attacking Expelled rather than the numerous Darwinists who are interviewed in the film who wield evolution as a club to beat religion? As will be seen throughout the rest of this podcast, there are other similar examples where the AAAS singles out Expelled for attack when the movie is simply reporting on the doings of Darwinists within the scientific community. For example, the AAAS statement also attacks Expelled through the amusing comment that, quote, "the multifaceted modern science of evolution is, quote, inaccurately and derisively described in the movie as Darwinism," unquote. Yet the AAAS's own journal, Science, commonly has used the term Darwinism to describe modern evolutionary biology. In 2005, a Science News article promoted two pro-evolution websites by stating, quote, "In a section on obstacles to teaching Darwinism, this primer from the University of California, Berkeley profiles different strains of anti-evolutionism," unquote. That following year, science writer Constant Holden wrote in an article titled, "Darwin's Place on Campus is Secure but Not Supreme," that, quote, "public controversies over Darwinism have inspired college presidents to defend science and professors to sign petitions," unquote. So it seems that even the journal Science uses the term Darwinism. In fact, a literature search of Science revealed that the journal has used the term Darwinism over 40 times from 1995 to 2005. A more recent review of their expanded search engine on the Science website finds that the journal has printed the term Darwinism many hundreds of times. Even prominent scientists use the term Darwinism in their popular writings. Richard Dawkins writes that, quote, "there are people in this world who desperately want to not have to believe in Darwinism," unquote. And the term Darwinism has over 20 entries in the index to Stephen Jay Gould's magnum opus, The Structure of Evolutionary Theory. If the AAAS objects to using the term Darwinism, then it should stop attacking Expelled and start scrutinizing its own journal and the many leading scientists who employ that term. The AAAS also, in its statement against Expelled, implies that scientists understand how the origin of life occurred, writing, quote, "Such verifiable evidence explains how species gradually evolved on Earth, beginning with the single-celled organisms approximately 3.5 billion years ago," unquote. This seems like an attempt to cover up the damage done in Expelled by Richard Dawkins, who openly admits in the film that we don't understand how the first cell arose. As Bruce Gordon wrote on Discovery Institute's website, quote, "Towards the end of the film, in an interview with Ben Stein at the British Museum, Dawkins confesses he has no idea how life originated on Earth, nor does anyone, he admits, but Nobel laureate Francis Crick once theorized it could be explained by having been seeded here by an alien intelligence," unquote. Like the case of using the term Darwinism, if the AAAS objects to scientists admitting that we don't understand the origin of life, then it needs to start policing its own journal. In 2002, Science reported on an experiment investigating the hypothesis that life originated on the surface of crystals, which is another hypothesis, incidentally, that is discussed in Expelled. One scientist promoting that theory argued that a primordial soup, quote, "was probably much too dilute to bring the chemicals together to react in the first place," unquote. But, quote, "a mineral surface is a good way to concentrate the compounds," unquote. However, critics of the crystal hypothesis, such as Scripps Institution for Oceanography researcher Dr. Jeffrey Beta, observed that, quote, "life is not just chemistry. Life as we know it is based on the passage of genetic information from one generation to the next," unquote. And of course, the implication of Dr. Beta's statement is that experiments with crystals do nothing to explain how we evolve the origin of the transmission of genetic information from one generation to the next. Another critic observed that chemicals produced in the mineral experiments were either irrelevant or insufficient. As the article stated, quote, "acetic acid and pyruvate," adds RPI's Ferris, "are still pretty simple compounds. The real question is how do you build more complex biomolecules," unquote. The answer to that question, of course, is that at present nobody really knows. Yet science's present edict bluffs that we do understand the origin of the first cell, misrepresenting the facts of the issue. Yet in the article quoted above, Science's own article admitted that, quote, "there are questions that remain unanswered," unquote. But what about the AAAS's denial that there is any intolerance of dissent, including dissent from Darwinism, in the scientific community? In 1970, the famous historian of science, Thomas Kuhn, observed that, quote, "no part of the aim of normal science is to call forth new sorts of phenomena. Indeed, those that will not fit in the box are often not seen at all. Nor do scientists normally aim to invent new theories, and they are often intolerant of those invented by others," unquote. Yet, as noted, the AAAS's statement against Expelled states that the film, quote, "badly misrepresents the scientific community as intolerant of dissent." Ironically, the article quoted earlier about the origin of life itself admits that even scientists who promote alternative naturalistic paradigms on the origin of life face harsh opposition, writing, quote, "overturning long-cherished theories, especially ones that underpin a whole field, can be a thankless task. Few theories are as iconic as the prevailing explanation of how simple chemicals in a cozy puddle of primordial soup first assembled themselves into the precursors of the earliest forms of life some 4 billion years ago," unquote. But can you imagine the opposition faced by a scientist who goes so far as to suggest that life arose by intelligent design? Indeed, even the leading Darwinist philosopher of science, Michael Ruse, admitted that the AAAS itself exhibits opposition towards intelligent design, as he co-wrote with William Dembski in the book Debating Design, quote, "to say that intelligent design is controversial is to offer a truism. It is opposed, often bitterly, by the scientific establishment. Journals such as Science and Nature would just as soon publish an article using or favorable to intelligent design as they would an article favorable to phrenology or mesmerism or, to use an analogy, to the claims of the Mormons about Joseph Smith and the tablets of gold, or favorable to the scientific creationist claims about the coexistence of humans and dinosaurs. Recently, indeed, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the organization that publishes science, has declared officially that in its opinion intelligent design is not so much bad science as no science at all, and accordingly has no legitimate place in the science classrooms of the United States," unquote. And yet, despite this, in its anti-Expelled statement, the AAAS pretends that there is no intolerance towards dissent from Darwinism in the scientific community. The AAAS's latest anti-Expelled statement sounds like just another example of where politics, rather than science, are the driving force behind the AAAS's treatment of evolution. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast signing off. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finnick. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.